Time to talk some women's hoops. He is the coach. Year three, they're dancing. Saturday as a 10 seed, taking on number 7 Temple in Durham. We welcome in Kelly Graves. Coach, super fantastic. Congratulations to you. How's it going?
Steve, I am doing great, but what's your deal with Bob Huggins, man? You're picking his current school and his former school.
I don't know what it is. I just decided this year I'm not going to eat all the chalk. And I, by the way, I've taught, this has been going on since about 10 o'clock last night. I talked myself in and out of more teams than you've faced in your career.
Well, you know what, though? Why not, right? I mean, what fun is it to just select chalk the whole way? I mean, go out on a limb. The Bob Huggins brackets. There you go.
As somebody who spent a lot of time at the racetrack, every time it's nice to go for a big exacta or trifecta.
Sure.
Now, you've been to the tournament 7 times. First time was 10 years ago. You got the automatic bid by winning the West Coast Conference tournament. And so think about that feeling and what you experienced Monday when Oregon popped up as an at-large. What were some of the similar feelings you felt?
Well, you know, honestly, Steve, it's a magical deal. I think every young man, young woman needs to have that opportunity. You know, it's kind of funny. You see that same camera shot at every on every campus, but it's still, there's something special about it. And, you know, I had a good feeling that we were going to get in, but until you actually see it, you know, there's always a little bit of doubt. And but it's a great feeling, and I'm just really happy for my team. I truly am. Those two seniors, you know, they've left a legacy now here at the university. It's been 12 years since we've been in, and then for those young kids, just get in, have a chance to compete in it, and know what they're playing for. And let's face it, we all figure we're gonna be that kind of team that's gonna continue to advance as we get older and older.
Now, one of the things you and I have talked about all year is with those freshmen, how poised they are and how wise beyond their years they act. But one of my favorite things about that reaction was, for all the poise, the minute your name popped up, everybody turns into a 12-year-old and just loses their mind. That was awesome.
Sabrina, she was on the front row. I've never seen that vertical all year. She had to have gotten, you know, 16 inches off the ground there. So it was pretty good. It was pretty neat, man. That's a fun time and a good deal. And now we're excited to be playing, buddy.
No, that was a goosebump moment. I know a lot of people who are fans and been enjoying what you've done here. But like you said, Sabrina, who just, you know, she is an assassin. And it was great to see her revert back to almost like the little kid who won a prize at like the county fair or something. It was just an awesome scene.
If there was a major in basketball, she would be summa cum laude. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah,
she is all about ball all day long. And, you know, so she, that what you saw, those feelings there, that those emotions that came out, that is genuine in that young lady. So
now,
as it is in all of them. But, man, I'm just thrilled for them. Seriously, they've worked their butts off for this. And, you know, and it's great to see it to kind of come to pass, come to fruition for them.
You know, as you know, sometimes if you're a bubble team, there's 4 regions. You may have to wait. But I'll tell you what, how much of a break was that before you even had a chance to break a sweat, boom, Oregon's in.
I loved it. I loved it because then the kids could go to class. You know, on the record, Steve, I told them they needed to go to class because most of our, at least half of our team had a 4 p.m. class. And then I said, off the record, you know, if you worked it out, you know, this is not a once in a lifetime moment, but it's a special moment for these kids. So most of them were there. And as soon as our name came up early, I said, guess what, you guys, go to class. See ya.
Nice.
So it was good that they showed us early on. Yep.
We're talking with Oregon women's coach Kelly Graves. You know, when you're an at-large in the situation your program was, do you concern yourself at all with seeding or getting sent across the country? Or is it a matter of, hey, we're in, let's get to work and be happy?
No, I don't think you worry that much about the seeds. I don't. I mean, you see it all the time, you know. And listen, as a coach, I've actually won 6 games in the NCAA tournament as a double-digit seed. So I think you just say, listen, it's about matchups, and we've got a good team. Our league has prepared us well for this tournament. And so whoever we see, you know, are they going to be as good as Oregon State and Stanford and UCLA and Washington and the gauntlet we've had to run? Mississippi State, we've played 10 games this year, Steve, against teams that are top 4 seeded. So we've been tested. So I think we're going in with the idea that we can win, and we're going in with the idea that we're going to play as hard as we can and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. But there's no reason to believe that we can't win.
Now, this opponent, Temple, ran second in the American Athletic to UConn. You know, they're coached by Tanya Cardoza, who actually spent a bunch of years working for Coach Auriemma at UConn. She herself was a great player. What do you know about her, this program, and this team in particular?
Well, I don't know much about her other than who she is. And obviously, yeah, she's done a great job and was mentored well. They do a lot of the things that UConn does. I'll tell you, she's got a really nice team. That's legit. They have 2 guards, Steve, that are phenomenal. They're not very big. They're 5'4" and 5'7", but they're like taking off. They're like jets. And and I look at one of them is I liken her to Jordan Canada with a jump shot, a more consistent jump shot. So they can go. They rebound well. They're athletic. They defend for 94 feet. And they play, you know, good, solid basketball. They don't turn, for a team that puts as much pressure on the defense as they do, they don't turn it over much. So we've got our work cut out for us. And, we also have some areas of advantage, too. But, this can be a great test for us, no doubt.
We're talking with the coach of the Duck women, Kelly Graves, year 3, dancing for the first time since our friend Bev Smith took him back in 05. I know I asked you about your reaction when it became official on Monday, but I'm curious. We're living in the communication age, and you've coached for a long time, made a lot of friends and colleagues. How many did you hear from? And, any surprises, any long-lost buddies contact you?
I got the usual texts, which is great. You know, one thing that was pretty nice is 2 of our Ducks that I did not get a chance to coach, but 2 of our greatest players were able to text me. One was Jenny Moe, who, by the way, owns a bakery over in Baker. And she always tweets and Facebooks out really great cinnamon rolls and that kind of stuff. And it kills me. So Jenny Moe is one of them. And then Shaquela Williams. So it was really nice to hear from former Duck greats that I didn't have a chance to coach, just saying how proud they are of our team and wishing us good luck. So that's pretty cool, I thought.
No, that's awesome. Jenny goes back to, I think, like 2000, 2001, and played a little bit in the WNBA, if memory
serves. She did. They both did, yeah. And Shaquela was Pac-10 Player of the Year back around the turn of the century as well. So pretty neat to hear from them. And listen, we're doing this, you know, for them. We want to go and compete and show well for those that came before.
No doubt about it. Finally, kind of a combo, maybe current and future. I heard you talking with Joey Mack about what this group accomplished so young, and that when you think of programs who are so strong now, Oregon State or UCLA, who had young teams, they only won 10 or 12 games. So with all that considered, how unique was this performance by this group and, you know, what it might mean moving forward?
Hey, it's incredible. I'm so proud of what they've accomplished. We had like 6 total Duck years of experience coming into this season. And like you said, you know, UCLA had the #1 class in the nation, you know, 2 years ago with Jordan Canada, Monique Billings, and that group. They went to the NIT that year. And then with Oregon State up the road, Ruth Hamblin, Jamie Wisner, Devin Hunter, Sam Signer, that great class that went to the Final Four last year as seniors. As freshmen, they went like 9-20. So to do what these guys have done is just really incredible. We're the youngest team in the NCAA tournament, but they're playing fearless. And listen, they know nothing but playing in the tournament. So why not, you know, lace them up, throw the ball up, and let's play. I think these guys aren't the moment's not going to be too big for them. I think they're just going to have a lot of fun and go out and compete. Sounds like a cliche. How many cliches did I just throw out there, buddy?
Yeah, you know, cliches don't mean you're wrong, though.
Good point.
So 3:30 Saturday, national TV, ESPN 2. I know you have an awful lot going on this week, so congratulations on a terrific season. Keep it going. You and your team travel safe. Best of luck in the dance, and I can't wait to talk to you next week to see what happened.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot.
All right, take it easy.